This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Startup India mission has become a revolution. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem. Stating that India's youth are focused on solving real problems, the Prime Minister commended all the youth innovators who have shown the courage to seed new dreams. He said a gathering of startup founders and innovators on National Startup Day reflects the future of a new and rapidly developing India. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with exhibitors. The Prime Minister said that a decade ago, India had less than 500 startups and now this number has soared to over 2 lakhs. The Prime Minister noted currently over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner. He added that in terms of women-led startup funding, India boasts the second largest ecosystem in the world. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla gave the opening plenary for the final day of CSPOC 2026 in New Delhi. He stressed on enhancing public understanding, citizen participation, security, health and well-being of the members by ensuring a safe and supportive environment. Mr. Birla also had fruitful discussions with the different leaders of member nations. BJP Shiv Sena alliance appears to be leading to a win in Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation elections. The alliance is leading in 119 seats with the BJP ahead in 88 seats and Shiv Sena in 31 seats. In comparison, the Shiv Sena UBT is leading in 64 seats while the Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena is ahead in only 6 seats. The government will bring Seed Act 2026 in the upcoming budget session of Parliament. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the legislation aims to curb the sale of poor quality, fake and unauthorized seeds. It also aims to ensure high quality certified seeds for farmers, strengthening enforcement against substandard inputs and promoting climate resilient varieties. The BJP today announced the schedule for the election of the party's national president. The nomination will be filed on the 19th of this month and on the same day, the scrutiny of nomination papers will be done. The election will be held on the 28th of January. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation is getting ready for an important base year revision exercise. In an interview with Akashvani News, Secretary of Ministry of SPI, Saurabh Garg, explained that the base year is required in all the macroeconomic indicators. He said that in the last 10 years, the Indian economy has seen massive structural changes. The interview will be broadcast today at 9:30 p.m. in a current affairs program on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jai Shankar said that over the last 2 decades, India and Japan have successfully transformed their relationship from a purely economic one into a comprehensive and strategic partnership. Dr. Jai Shankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. Dr. Jai Shankar highlighted that India's Mahasagar initiative and vision for the Indo-Pacific closely align with Japan's free and open Indo-Pacific outlook. The External Affairs Minister further said that both countries are looking forward to discussing various bilateral issues. The United States warned Iran that it is considering all possible measures to stop what it says is a violent crackdown on protesters. An emergency session of the United Nations Security Council was held in New York last night to discuss the same. U.S. Permanent Representative Mike Waltz said President Trump had made it clear that all options are on the table to stop the killing of protesters. Iran's Deputy Permanent Representative Gholam Hossein Darghi said any act of aggression, direct or indirect, would be met with decisive, proportionate and lawful response. The United Kingdom Conservative Party leader and MP Bob Blackman raised grave concerns over disastrous situation in Bangladesh where Hindus are being murdered on the streets, their houses and temples set ablaze. Ace Indian settler Lakshya Sen will face Lin Chun-Yi of Chinese Taipei in the men's singles quarterfinal of India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi today. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.